This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
As one of the most respected newspaper reporters of his time, Frank Bolden paved the way for African-American journalists throughout the nation. While studying biology at the University of Pittsburgh in the 1930s, Bolden worked as a stringer for the Pittsburgh Courier, one of the most influential black newspapers in the country. After facing racial discrimination at the university's medical school, Bolden accepted a full-time position with the Courier and made a name for himself while covering stories about Wiley Avenue in Pittsburgh's Hill District. In 1941, Bolden broke racial barriers as one of the first African-American journalists given access to U.S. combat troops during World War II. He reported on the lives of black soldiers during the war and met some of the world's most influential leaders, including Indian activist Mahatma Gandhi. By 1945, Bolden had the distinction of being the only war correspondent to interview U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and Soviet Premier Joseph Stalin, prompting the U.S. War Department to honor him for distinguished reporting during World War II. Following the war, Bolden turned down job offers from the New York Times and Life magazine to work for his hometown Courier, where he helped to positively impact the civil rights movement. Bolden later left the Courier to work for the New York Times and NBC before returning home as Assistant Director of Information and Community Relations for Pittsburgh's public schools. Bolden's historic career helped to change the face of journalism and inspired others to rise above adversity to pursue their dreams.